a former Converse technology executive, has admitted to illegally backdating stock options to enrich himself and other company officials. David Kreinberg, the former chief financial officer, he is the first executive to plead guilty in the widening scandal over options backdating. Here's NPR's Jim Zaroli.
Kreinberg told a federal judge in Brooklyn that he helped former chief executive Kobe Alexander and former general counsel William Soren alter the dates when stock options were granted. By doing so, the men ensured that they could purchase the stocks more cheaply and thus net more money when they sold them. Prosecutors say Kreinberg made about $1 million by backdating options. He told the judge he knew what he was doing was wrong, and he agreed to cooperate with prosecutors who were investigating the company. That means he could end up testifying against Alexander. But it's not clear when, if ever, Alexander will stand trial. Alexander fled to Namibia recently and transferred $16 million there. Namibian officials arrested him briefly and then set him free. The U.S. government is now seeking his extradition. Meanwhile, the research firm Glass Lewis said yesterday that at least 153 companies are being investigated over options backdating, nearly half of them in technology. At least 45 company officials have been fired as a result of backdating. Among those who were forced to quit was William McGuire, the longtime chief executive of United Health Group. Prosecutors have filed criminal charges against executives at two companies, Converse and Brocade Communications. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.